Good morning to you, good morning to Abdel, and to all our audience tune in at this hour every morning and sometimes even at night. We have the satisfaction to announce another day, one more day without fatalities. Announcing a death is always very sad, not only for us, but for all our people and especially for our healthcare personnel. And today we only have three positive cases. And these are indicators that make us be even more careful with the restriction measures to make sure that we do not go through the same experience other countries are reporting, according to what we are watching on television. Cuba has today 217 patients admitted to our hospitals, 11 in surveillance, 98 are suspects, and 108 are confirmed. These are the numbers of active cases we're having this morning. In our primary healthcare system, as we always explain, our professionals and specialists follow 267 people. Yesterday, the island's different molecular biology laboratories working on the diagnosis of COVID-19 studied 2,148 samples in the Pedro Curi Tropical Medicine Institute, 978, in Havana's Provincial Center, 562, in Santiago de Cuba, 178, in Villa Clara's, 108, and the Brother and Mejeras Hospital's Laboratory, 322. And this makes a total of 2,148 samples processed yesterday. As a result of the analysis of these samples, three tested positive to COVID for COVID-19, and this is 0.14%. Cuba already has a cumulative total of 155,381 samples processed to diagnose SARS-CoV-2 and COVID-19. And 2,318, that is 1.7%, have tested positive to this disease. Samples from all provinces were studied. Havana with the largest number, with 1,520 samples. And the most significant numbers, Pinal del Rio, 104 samples, Mayabeque, 59, Matanzas, 96, Camagüey, 58, Holguín, 60, Santiago de Cuba, 98, and from the Isle of Youth Special Municipality, 55 samples. This, as you know, has a smaller population. But all provinces processed samples looking for infected cases, and I just gave you the most illustrative. The three cases confirmed yesterday, all are Cuban. In two of them, the source of the infection has not been determined. And in the Cuban pandemic, there are already 2,014 people with the source of infection identified. That is 88.5%. With the two cases whose source have not been determined, there are 101 cases, 4.43% of all cases confirmed in Cuba. And the number of people who have acquired the disease abroad remains unchanged. 161 people for 7.07%. Two of the diagnosed cases yesterday are female, for a cumulative of 1,150 female cases. One male, 49.6% of all diagnosed male cases, and with today's male cases is 1,168 for 50.4%. Of the three cases diagnosed yesterday, only one was asymptomatic. The other two had symptoms, for a cumulative of 1,254 people confirmed in Cuba, who at the moment of testing positive showed no symptoms of the disease, for 50, 4.1% of all cases confirmed to date. But in the analysis of the cases diagnosed over the last 15 days, this percentage is increased to 84.1%. This is logical. This is a result of the screening of the existence of less epidemiological risks, the lack of entry into the country of people coming from other countries with transmission. All these factors lead to the detection of these asymptomatic cases. I repeat, 84%, 92 of the 113 cases diagnosed in the last 15 days. By age groups, we had a minor female case under 20 years, an 18-year-old girl from Guanabacoa municipality. In her case, the source of infection has not been determined yet. That detection was a result of a screening of the population, which are the studies being conducted in an effort to detect positive cases among people who present no symptoms or who are not positive case contacts. And this is the result of this type of studies in the places where these studies are conducted. With her case, Cuba already has 250 minors who have tested positive in Cuba, children and adolescents, and 231 of them have already been discharged. That is 92.4%. The rest of the children who are still admitted are having a favorable evolution. We had one case in the 40 to 59 years of age group and another in the group of 60 and over. All three diagnosed cases belong to Havana, distributed in two municipalities. And Havana remains at the top with the highest incidence rate of confirmed cases every 100,000 inhabitants over the last 15 days. But nonetheless, it is lower than the one it had yesterday. It is currently of 5.02% per 100,000 inhabitants. Matanzas keeps the same rate of 0.28 for two cases reported in the last 15 days. Today, it's been more than 9 days since this province last reported a case. As it is well known by our population, 13 provinces and the Isle of Youth Espesa municipality continue without reporting cases. Artemisa, Ciego de Ávila, Granma, Pinar del Río, Mayabeque, Villa Clara, Cienfuegos, Santi Espíritus, Camagüey, Las Tunas, Holguín, Santiago de Cuba, Guantánamo, and the special municipality of the Isle of Youth have been more than 15 days and even 40 days who have not reported cases. And as it is known, they are already implementing phase one of the post-COVID-19 recovery stage. With this behavior of the pandemic, of the 2,318 patients diagnosed with the disease in Cuba, 108 remain active. Of them, 107, that is 99%, have a stable clinical condition. We always regret the death of 85 people who have died due to the disease in the pandemic in Cuba, and we have not reported fatalities over the last 4 days. These 85 deceased give Cuba fatality rate of 3.67, and Cuba remains in the 18th place in the indicator in the region of the Americas among the countries with confirmed cases. However, when we analyze the behavior of the disease in the world and 185 countries who are reporting cases, Cuba stands at the 95th place among the 185 countries that are reporting COVID-19 in the world in terms of confirmed cases and lethality. We always mention the two cases that were evacuated. 10 patients were discharged yesterday, a very favorable indicator. Notice how it practically triples the number of positive cases. And this is a very positive result. And thus, with the 10 confirmed cases, the country accumulates 2,123 patients who have recovered. That is 91.6% of all confirmed cases have recovered. From today's discharges, 9 are from Havana province and 1 is from Matanzas. And as we have explained previous days, we keep one female patient in critical condition here in Havana at the Salvador Allende Hospital. She has already spent several days in this hospital, reported in critical condition. Her doctors say she is in a stable critical condition. We're going to follow up her case, put all the attention her case deserves, like that of any other person in our country, in the world. I was watching the news at 6 o'clock in the morning and on Telesur, and the images were very alarming. I saw the president of Honduras, who was speaking from his hospital. He tested positive. And we have the same 185 countries that continued reporting COVID-19 cases. The numbers are practically reaching the 9 million mark. 8,926,399 confirmed cases. Yesterday, 129,930 new people were confirmed with COVID-19 in the world, out of whom 468,257 people have died, for a world lethality of 5.25%. Yesterday, 3,963 people died in different parts of the world due to this disease. The region of Americas reports 4,415,579 confirmed cases. Yesterday, it confirmed 67,133 cases, and it already represents 49.76% of confirmed cases in the world. And yesterday, 2,564 people died, for a cumulative of 224,343 deaths in the region, for a lethality of 5.05%. 10 countries in the region are reporting a lethality higher than the region's average. And of the countries topping the list with the most cases and deaths are the United States with 2,280,912 cases, confirmed cases, and 119,975 deaths, the highest number in the world by country. Brazil follows with more than a million, 1,085,038 confirmed cases and 50,617 deaths as of yesterday. Let's keep in mind the complexity of this disease in the world. Let us keep in mind the complexity of this disease and how difficult it is to control it when the restrictions that are established are not followed.